This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an awful Wednesday. There's just no question about it. Just one of the darker political days of my lifetime. So we're going to do a bunch of emails and stuff this hour and try to walk away from it as best we can. I remember back in September of 2024, you remember when I said this?
Don't you see? Trump insulted Haitians. And Republicans won't ban assault rifles, so he kind of had it coming.
You think you're mad about this? Oh, I can keep going. Here's David Frum with The Atlantic. Almost exactly, this is a direct quote, almost exactly 2 months passed between the two attempts on Trump's life. In that time, 82 Americans have died in mass shootings. Many more died by solo shootings and suicides by firearms. Who speaks for them? The headline of the article is called Trump's Guns. You see, Trump had it coming. Oh, I'll keep going. You want me to? Here's another one. Opinion. There's no place in politics for violence. That said, former President Donald Trump brings a lot of this stuff on himself. That's from Cincinnati.com. I could seriously do this for 3 hours. Headline after headline, media hit after media hit. Well, I mean, he kind of had it coming. Well, it's kind of, look, it was always coming his way. Look, his stance on guns. Hey, he insulted illegals. When they kill Republicans, and they will begin killing Republicans very soon, they've already attempted, the system's media will protect them. They will blame the victim. And then they will memory hole the whole thing. And of course, their main concern today isn't the fact that someone's still trying to murder the Republican president of the United or Republican nominee to be president of the United States of America. They just don't want him to use it for political reasons.
The problem is this is a safety issue that is being thrown into a very intense political environment in which the very fact of an assassination, a constitutional moment, because it could have impacted voters, will be used for political purposes, and that to me is just exceptionally unfortunate.
Well, did I nail that or did I nail that? Again, this was Matthew Dowd, MSNBC. Right after he watched a video of Charlie Kirk getting shot in the neck.
He's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions.
Yep. That's who we're dealing with. Subject is Charlotte murder on a train. Jesse, obviously a disgusting attack. We pray for her soul and for her family. With that said, if we can learn anything from it, and I'm as guilty as anyone, stay off your phones in public. You say it all the time, and it can't be more true. Keep your head on a swivel. There are demons out there, and we must remain as aware as possible at all times. When I am in Montana, remember we spent a month in Montana. I told you after I got back, we spent a month in Montana this past summer to be with my mom, and, you know, just hang out up there and be up there. Montana has bears, grizzly bears, very dangerous. When I am out in the wilderness, hiking, doing whatever, I am armed at all times, and I am aware that at any moment, it probably won't happen. Chances are really small, but at any moment, I could come across a violent grizzly bear, and I am going to have to handle that situation. I am aware that that is a possibility. You, me, we have to operate in that exact same way in our society now. I do not celebrate it. I think that's a terrible place to be. But if you want to be on your phone when you're on the train, move to Tokyo. Otherwise, sorry, put your phone away. If you want to walk down the sidewalk, sending out a tweet, texting your buddy, sorry, you don't have that country anymore. Years and years and years of them cultivating a very violent street animal communist class combined with them importing as many violent people as they can has brought us to a place in society where your phone needs to stay in your freaking pocket. I'm not trying to be Debbie Downer if you're a kid listening right now and take your phone away. I'm really not. I'm on mine. I get on my phone too. In public, put it away. There are violent communists all over this society. Nasty, subhuman demons who have murder on their mind. Jesse, what's in a breakfast taco? And what condiments are often used with such a meal? Man, what's in a breakfast taco? First, it's whatever you want. All right. Eggs are always, always part of it. There are eggs and cheese, bacon, eggs and cheese, sausage, egg and cheese. My personal favorite, I eat chorizo egg and cheese. There are beans. If you go to, there's all these Mexican food trucks and Mexican restaurants and gas stations down here. Lots of them will throw in refried beans or something like that. Potatoes are a very popular ingredient. I don't order mine with potatoes, but I don't hate them either. It's just a tortilla with what, Chris? With some eggs, cheese, and then usually some form of meat. Now is the most important part. The salsa. The salsa is everything. As far as condiments go, there aren't condiments. There's salsa, okay? Maybe you're a red person. Maybe you're a verde person. That's Mexican for green, Chris. Maybe you're a red person. Maybe you're a verde person. I personally am a verde person, but here is a little tidbit I'm going to give you. It's a taco, meaning you can open it. Don't sprinkle a little salsa on each bite. Don't dip your taco in the salsa. What, Chris? What? Chris said, who dips a taco? This guy didn't even know what it was, Chris. We're helping people with baby steps, man. Helping people. Open up your taco and pour the salsa in it. Make it a sloppy, salsa-filled, eggy, cheesy mess, and you will thank me for it. You will. Chris said, start simple with potato, egg, and cheese. I would push back on that, Chris. Don't you think chorizo, egg, and cheese is really the most basic king of the breakfast tacos? What? What? You know what? That's a very good point. He may just die. Chris said, you don't want to blow his mind with flavor. You're right. You're right. If this is your first time, I'm worried about your heart health. potatoes, egg, and cheese. Trust me, you'll thank me. Jesse, excellent opening he was talking about last night. I listen every day. This is the first time I heard when you sounded smart. he said, I'm joking. Please keep giving the truth. Me, I don't think America will be here in 100 years, probably not 50. No country can go on living insane as we do. How do you share a country with people like them? I'm not going to sit here and tell you that America is going to be here in 100 years. I'm not going to say that. But I will caution you not to give up hope ever. And certainly don't give up hope in this country. Today is such a dark, sad day in the wake of that assassination, but it's very, very tempting. It's very easy to get yourself mentally in a place where it's over, we're finished, that the Civil War, it's very easy to talk yourself into that. Don't give up. There are all kinds of wonderful places and wonderful people across the United States of America who have incredible values, who share your values, who want the things you want. Maybe it's really bad in your area. Maybe you're listening to me right now from your apartment in Seattle, and you just stepped over 10 homeless people to get home, and the whole place smells like weed and pee, and you turn on the Charlie Kirk news, and you think to yourself, this country's finished. Get in your car and drive to Oklahoma tomorrow. The country's not finished. It is not. And I'm not saying we're great. We are in a dangerous place. We are. I acknowledge that. We have a long way to go. And it's worth fighting for. No matter what, I'm going down with the ship. You? I ain't abandoning. I'm going down with the ship. Get yourself some chalk. You'll feel better. Boy, now more than ever, we need to feel good. We need to be full of energy. We need to have clarity of the mind with what's coming and the days that are coming and days that, frankly, maybe are already here. A male vitality stack or a female vitality stack from chalk will have you feeling better, palpably better. It's not, I promise you, it's not one of those subtle things where you're going to, well, I can't tell. Is it working? 3 months. You take it for 90 days. I've had 70-some-year-old men email me and tell me they have the testosterone of a 20-year-old now. Without needles, natural herbal supplements. C-H-O-Q, chalk.com/Jesse. Go get a subscription. Your life is about to be so much better. Chalk.com/Jesse. More emails next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday, a very, very heavy Wednesday. So we're kind of setting the news aside right now. There's all kinds of things we could be talking about. I just want to go through your emails, talk to you. Very heavy night, heavy day. But remember to keep the Kirk family in your prayers. Two young children who will never get to know their father. Keep them in your prayers. Jesse, let's get back to some emails. And the subject of this one is you jumped the shark. Jesse, I too have a Hellcat Pro 9mm, and you got me thinking the other day about not being able to take down a grizzly. I figured with several well-placed shots to the heart and head, it might do the trick, but certainly wouldn't count on it. Yes, pause. Your 9mm is not taking down a grizzly. You're going to die. Get something bigger. Then you jumped the shark and said 9mm aren't the solution for taking down people. Maybe you had too much queso that day. I dare anyone to withstand my Hellcat and its 18 rounds pumped into them. What say you? Well, obviously he's half joking. And two, I didn't say 9mm aren't the solution for taking down people. That's not what I said. So let me clarify something. What I said was, it's hard to kill somebody with a pistol. It's hard. It's difficult. A pistol round is much, much different, light years different than a round from a rifle, than a high-powered rifle. Those rounds just destroy your insides. They just tear through you and destroy you. A 9mm round is much smaller. Of course you can kill people with it. People die from it all the time. One well-placed shot in the heart, or of course the head, will do the job. My point was simply, if you have an option for home defense, you're not going to carry around an AR. I guess you could, but you're not going to carry around an AR. Your home defense option, yes, I have 9mm for that too, but my preferred, if I can get to it wherever I am, is a 300 blackout, because it is a round where if I hit you, you're going to go down, period. You're going to go down. The size of the round matters. And I am also aware that today everybody's thinking about self-defense. We're thinking about, I mean, from the news, not just today, this week, we're thinking about how many violent people are around us. What do we do to protect ourselves? Maybe you have a daughter or a son who's away from home, and that footage from that train has hit you hard. I need to remind you that Byrna is legal everywhere. All 50 states. You don't need a permit. You don't need a background check. It's not lethal. So even if your daughter, Daddy, I don't like guns, it's not lethal. Their compact launcher is the size of a smartphone. You should see this thing. They have holsters for it. You can look like you have a real gun, or you can put it in your purse. You can conceal it. It fits even in a woman's little hot chick purse. Carry a Byrna compact launcher on you at all times. There are violent people around us. Don't just buy one. In fact, I don't want you to buy one if you don't carry it. I have one by my bed. I have one that I carry with me. I have it with you. BYRNA, Byrna.com. Buy it and keep it. There's a reason SWAT teams use them. SWAT teams, private security firms. And I have mentioned this before. If you are an employer, consider getting one of these for your employees. Everyone who wants one can buy one for them. Violent people come back to the workplace and commit acts of violence all the time. Consider it. Jesse, in Portland area, your TV show's on free, over the air, whatever. You have spoken on regular troops, and I wonder if there is any historical writing on Mongol troops of the Great Khan. They evidently were successful, and it seems their general orders were, if it moves, dies. What do you think the mindset was of those soldiers who were capable of killing millions with no problem? You, a soldier, do you have any insight? I wasn't a soldier, okay? I would never lower myself to that. I was a Marine. That's one. Two, I mentioned conditioning in this show. We've been talking about political things and how the left has been conditioning. Mongol troops were conditioned too. The Mongols were incredible hunters. They would hunt from horseback. They were mounted archers is what their real specialty was. They say, and I still have a hard time believing this, and I never saw anyone do it, but they say that Mongolian horse archers could shoot a bird out of the air from a horse at a full gallop. That is difficult to believe, but maybe they could. And what they would do, they would do these hunts. Man, I would kill to have a video of this, even though, you know, I'm okay with hunting, but the mass slaughter at the end would be ugly. But they would do these hunts where they were coordinated, right? Help them prepare for battle. And they would all be on horses, and they would essentially cover this huge swath of land and herd all the animals of every single kind. They would box them in and kind of herd them in, and eventually they would get to a place where they have them surrounded. You know, they'd get them in a big, what essentially amounts to a pen, only there were no fences. The horses were around it, and then they would begin the mass slaughter of all of the animals once they had herded them all in. Now, that would be an ugly, ugly thing to watch if you like animals, as I do. But it tells you these were a people who were already bred for that kind of violence and war. They were conditioned. That was their culture. Their culture was that. And you had to be if you were going to survive on the very, very violent ancient steppe or Asian steppe when there are violent tribes all over the place. Mongols fight Mongols. You have the Tartars. You have there are so many different reasons that they were conditioned that way. And look, human life to them, again, conditioning, the human life element of a society they were conquering, it just did not have an impact for them. And they knew the psychological effect it would have if they slaughtered every man, woman, and child and pet. They killed the pets too when they took over your city. They knew the psychological effect that would have on the next town. That's how they justified it. You show up at the next town, you might find they're a little more compliant when you built a mountain of skulls out of the people from the last town. And yes, they really did that. All right, we'll move on. Do some more of this. Next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. You can email the show, jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Don't forget, you can download the podcast if you, especially if you missed our tournament of tournaments earlier.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between Zimbabwe and North Korea. Brought to you by Jack's River Disposal. Just dump it.
And yeah, these people are weaponized by Democrat rhetoric, and that rhetoric will not change. They are not sorry. They are not apologizing when one of their animals butchers a young woman on a train. They're not sorry. When one of their animals assassinates a political figure on our side, they are not sorry. That's why even after that horrible assassination attempt at the GOP baseball game where they shot up Steve Scalise, they didn't last 24 hours before they were right back to the Nazi Hitler, end of the world talk. And I've got news for you. By tomorrow morning, in fact, it's already happening now, but by tomorrow morning, Democrats will be right back to calling everyone a Nazi, fascist, end of the world. And it's not just some idiot on social media. That's the problem. It's their most important people. It's their biggest leaders. This is J.B. Pritzker.
How do you prove to somebody that you're a U.S. citizen? Your accent? The color of your skin? That's not the country we live in. You know, you shouldn't have to walk around with papers the way that they did in the early days of Nazi Germany.
The rhetoric will not get turned down. The Democrat base is already naturally violent. They see violence as a necessary means to the end. We have really, really escalated our level of mental illness in this country, certainly on the left. The level of mental illness is amazing. Remember when we learned about Democrat women, young Democrat women, that I believe the number was almost 60% had already been diagnosed with mental health issues? When you combine all that, the rhetoric with the insane people, with the communists' natural proclivity for violence. Hey, Chris, how about that word proclivity? The natural proclivity for violence, what you have is a toxic stew. That's why back in March, I'm going to let it play again. Back in March, I warned you. Listen to this and take this as another warning about the future.
I just laid everything out for you. The burning of the Teslas, the attempted assassinations of Brett Kavanaugh, Donald Trump multiple times, the shooting of Steve Scalise. Today, they caught some nut job firing a gun in front of the CIA. Combining those incidents with the fact that Democrat politicians and Democrats on the news will not discourage these actions. If anything, they encourage these actions. So I believe we are going to see a Republican assassinated. There it is. And I don't mean 10 years from now. And I pray to God I am wrong. But I think what we have right now, when you take into account the violence we've already seen, the encouragement they're getting from their politicians and media people, when you take into account their desperation, desperation's quite a thing, I believe we are going to see a Republican assassinated. And in the wake of these JFK files, I'll be honest with you, I woke up today thinking about it. That's why I wanted to talk to you about it. The assassination of JFK shook people to their core. That doesn't happen here. America? What? No. How? That can't... And I believe that day is coming again. All the ingredients are there. Missed assassination after missed assassination after missed assassination over and over and over and over again. Combining that with the rabid, demonic anti-humanism of Democrats anyway, combine that with the fact Democrat after Democrat after Democrat will refuse once again to try to talk their people down off the ledge. Have you heard a single Democrat condemn what's happening? One. I'll settle for one. No, you haven't. Because violence is not what the communist does. Violence is who he is. It is woven into him. And Democrat elites, like the politicians and members of the media, they understand that the street animals, who of course will be doing the killing, they understand that there's a benefit in having your street animals physically intimidate your opponents. And that's why they never talk down to them. That's why they never talk them off the ledge. That's why there's never outright condemnation. That's why Joe Biden himself was asked in a presidential debate about Antifa, the violent terrorist group that has murdered people across this country. Joe Biden, the best he could mutter was, "Antifa's just an idea." That was the man who was the president. If you are a Republican elected representative, even member of the media, keep your head on a swivel out there, because I believe someone's going to be assassinated. There you go. Hope I'm wrong. I wasn't wrong, and it's awful. And I'm warning you again right now. Today was not the last of it. They're going to keep speaking like this. This is Yvette Clark.
President Trump and his Republican allies are determined to drag this country back to a time when black voices were shut out of the democratic process, and we will not allow it.
that kind of rhetoric causes assassinations and assassination attempts, especially in a mentally ill base. And this is where we are now. A very ugly place to be. So, like I said, pray. Dear frontman for Automotive Mechanical Wisdom, on your show, you claimed you can change a tire extremely quickly. At first, I didn't claim it. I can. It's not a claim. It's amazing how good I am at changing tires. Amazing. I have my technique down and everything. I'm amazing at it. Do you get a wheel alignment afterwards? Is getting a wheel alignment a scam? Total scam. Yes, it is, Chris. It's a total scam. I don't buy into it at all. Chris is way more mechanically inclined than I am. You know how I know my wheels need realigned? When the tires are getting worn down unevenly. That's how I know. That's how I know. Unless that's happening, I'm not going to go drop $100 so you can, quote, align my wheels, you dirty thieves. I know exactly how that works. I know how that works. You walk in there, you get taken advantage of. Jesse, I worked at a German-owned bakery in the 70s. The owner survived Dresden, and he told me of a time as an apprentice then, Russian soldiers entered the shop and demanded bread. The shop owner refused. He was taken out behind a tree and two shots were fired. He did not return. We hear and read about these kinds of events, but have never experienced them firsthand. What lessons are learned? You know, vengeance is such an ugly thing. And when the Soviets took back the Soviet Union and then invaded Germany, they brought with them a heart for vengeance because of what the Germans had done to the Soviet Union, murdering their way through the Soviet Union. And remember, speaking of conditioning, this is a communist army. These are not people who care about human life. They did not save their violence just for German soldiers. Those were really, really terrible times to be a German woman, I'll tell you that. Really, really terrible times. It was the things the Soviets did to German civilians, that you could write whole books on them. It's really, really ugly. You could write books about relief factor, too. You could write an amazing relief factor book that's just testimonials from people on how relief factor has given people their lives back by taking away their pain. The chronic pain all the time. Your head hurts all the time. Your back all the time. Your shoulder hurts all the time. I can't sleep. My shoulder all the time. I get emails from people saying, wow, you weren't lying. Because relief factor doesn't try to mask your pain. They're not interested in that. They're trying to actually fix the problem, which is the inflammation. It supports your body's natural response to inflammation 100% drug-free. The longer you take it, the better it works. That's why the first thing they sell you is just 3 weeks of it, $19.95. At the end of that 3 weeks, if you feel better, order more. Almost everyone does. If you don't call them back. That's it. You're out $19.95. Isn't that worth a shot? 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, it's not wonderful, on a horrible Wednesday. Let's hope tomorrow will be wonderful. It's got to be better than today, right? In case you don't know, I never updated you on this during the show, but the assassin of Charlie Kirk is in custody. Now, we don't know anything yet. We don't know names. I'm not going to give you breaking news stuff, but they're saying he's in custody. All right? You know what? Let's laugh real quick.
Please stop this in the name of a just, merciful God.
Oh, that thing makes me laugh. Jesse, you know what, Chris? You know what I want? I want two pieces of audio for you because I want to laugh. I want the Jersey Girls that we haven't played forever, where they're savaging their Governor Murphy. And I want the entire Maria Salazar clip where that brain dead moron gets just totally exposed as not knowing anything. Just play whichever one you want, Chris. I just want to laugh. I don't care. Play.
Oh, my God. It is.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, my God, Murphy.
Murphy.
How are you doing?
Such a
You're having
you
fun
are...
with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bullshit.
No, I'm not drunk, as a matter of fact.
Can you put your mask on?
You can go yourself. How's that?
I don't need a mask on.
You know why I don't need a mask? Because there ain't nothing
wrong
with me.
I like your Trump phone.
You're f***ing right.
Guess
you
who
do.
Trump likes? He likes my dad.
Yeah, he does. No, he doesn't like your
phone.
He does. Thank you.
Let's go. You know what? You come on.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
You don't know what a no-fly zone will mean. Do you have to shoot down Russian planes? I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
Just a total puddle deep moron. Who's a member of Congress? Gosh, jeez. Jesse.
The subject of this one is phone trappers that only text. Jesse, the phone trapper identification name is genius. What do you call a phone trapper that tricks you with a fake important text and then proceeds to send you endless responses and questions if you take the bait on the first text? I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Block people. Block phone numbers on your phone. Did you know that I have members of Congress blocked so they can't text me anymore? Members of Congress. I just flat out block them. If you annoy me, you try to phone trap me by text message, I'll just block your number immediately. Real true freedom and more happiness and contentment is coming your way. The second you find it within yourself to cut people off. Cut people off. There are these soul drainers, enemy drainers out there energy drainers out there is what I was trying to say. They'll suck you dry. They will. What, Chris? Why do you make those faces? They'll suck you dry. They will. They will drain you. Identify them and cut them off. Simply cut them off. Honestly, maybe it's a relative. Maybe you have some blood-sucking leech of a cousin who's always borrowing money. Or who's the person in your life when they call and you look and you see it's them, you know it's going to be some form of drama. You're never going to guess what happened to me every single time. Who is that person? You have any idea how much better your life will be when you cut that person off? Just cut them off. Ignore their calls. If they keep calling, block the number. Trust me, you have to be the bouncer of your own life. You have to be the bouncer. No one else can be your bouncer for you. Nobody can. You know what is a horrible club? One that lets everybody in. Oh, sure, everybody can come in. You know why it's a horrible club? Because there will be scumbags who come in. That's why it's a horrible club. You need a bouncer, and you're that bouncer. Kick people out. Tell people, no, you're not welcome. It will make your life so much better. So much better. Trust me on that.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Broward County officials accused of adding over 100,000 ineligible voters to the rolls. Over 100,000 ineligible voters in one single county. Communists steal elections. They always have. They always will. They have no respect whatsoever for the voter. They're not going to let the process play out. No, not a chance. Bill Clinton's handwritten letter to Epstein is revealed. The media focuses on Trump. I will always be blown away by the fact we have a still very much alive former president of the United States of America who we know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, we know had nefarious dealings with Jeffrey Epstein, who he signed into the White House on multiple occasions. We know
this happened. And yet, to my knowledge, I don't know that anybody's ever asked him about it. Big Senate brawl in the Lone Star State. I looked into this, and I'm sad to say nobody was actually punching each other. It's just a political race. I think the country was better off when you could get socked in the mouth on the Senate floor if you took things a little bit too far. Agency head threatens to pull the licenses from media companies if they're out of line. Oh, you mean things like this?
He's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to.
Yeah. MSNBC came out, the president, and apologized for that, but there's no need. We know what they really think. They watched someone die and they said he deserved it. Now I want you to spend tonight, pray, call somebody, text somebody. All right. You keep your chin up. We'll come back tomorrow. We'll do it again. Tomorrow's a new day. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.